If that is the last win of the Orlando Magic season, and who knows, it might be, it might not be. Miami might have one clinched up on Sunday, so we'll see what happens then. What a win. What a way to go. What a way to show off the future. And that's exactly what the Orlando Magic did. Their backcourt of the future, finally on the floor together for extended minutes. They put on a show. Let's talk about it on today's Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is April 6th, 2022. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, the Magic get a win. And that would normally maybe not be a cause of celebration, but this time it is because the Magic got to see their backcourt of the future. What Markelle Fultz and Jalen Suggs showed in their win on Wednesday. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about Ignas Porzdakis and how he's finishing the season, as well as go through the box score coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's right when we upload, whether it is on your way to work, wherever. We truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, there's a great Locked On podcast, so you can fill all your podcast time with Locked On podcast. Search for Locked On and the team you're looking for, the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. 7 minutes. 7 minutes. I'm putting it up on the screen. I don't know. Maybe go like this. I don't know. 7 minutes. That is all that Jalen Suggs and Markelle Fultz had played together on the court before Wednesday night, before Tuesday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is all they had played together. Part of that, of course, is Markelle Fultz missed the first three quarters of the season. Part of that, of course, is Jalen Suggs has been out the last 10 games, nearly half of the time. Part of that is the Magic have been really careful and really cautious with how they use Markelle Fultz. The one thing that we haven't seen from Markelle Fultz then is his opportunity to play with the guys he's likely going to be playing with next year. And Fultz even said after this game, he's still getting used to playing with these guys, with a lot of these new players and a lot of these new combinations. The Magic have very few things they need to accomplish here the rest of the season, but getting Markelle Fultz on the floor with some of these players is certainly one of them. And especially with Jalen Suggs. And of course, Suggs was dealing with his own ankle injury, a bone bruise in his ankle that kept him out the previous 10 games. But just getting a little taste of it, that little taste would be more than enough to whet the appetite heading into the offseason. Tuesday night was that chance. Tuesday night was that opportunity. The Magic wanted to show their future. Jamal Mosley even took the team over to the new practice facility being built across the street from the Amway Center and gave them a glimpse of what the future of this franchise is going to look like, at least off the court. On the court, the Magic saw exactly what it's going to look like, exactly what it potentially can be. And yeah, maybe this isn't the time of year to be winning games, but the Magic broke their six-game losing streak and beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-115 with a dazzling offensive performance and a great run from their young players that are going to matter, that are going to mean something moving forward. 7 minutes is all that Jalen Suggs and Markelle Fultz had played together entering last night's game, or entering Tuesday night's game. They played 9 minutes together in Tuesday's win. And of course, it's a small sample size, so you don't want to read too much into it. The offense still struggled, but their defense was really good. And they provided plenty of highlights to give us some type of proof of concept or some type of idea of what this is going to look like. Jalen Suggs darting in for steals and feeding it ahead, to throwing it up for Franz Wagner. Markelle Fultz just dancing off the dribble, throwing one-handed passes off the bounce to Jalen Suggs cutting down the lane. The Magic were flowing. There was such a good energy in the building, such a good energy overall. And while the Orlando struggled at the start of the game, which is where a lot of the bad plays happened for that group, Orlando found its groove. And especially in that third quarter when they really took control of the game, they took the lead for good, they were in control. They were doing whatever they wanted to do. And they were pushing the pace and controlling the pace. And that's a lot of credit to Markelle Fultz. Jamal Mosley said before the game that he wanted Jalen Suggs to play under control and be more patient. And he said he largely did that. Fultz said some of Suggs' turnovers were his fault for Fultz's fault for not being in the right spot or not understanding what he wanted him to do. But there was an undeniable chemistry. And there's an undeniable just boost that came from it, both energy-wise, pace-wise, and just overall, an undeniable energy about things. Now, Markelle Fultz was outstanding. 16 points, 6 assists, season-high 24 minutes, almost 24 minutes. The Magic started him and used him as much as they could. But it was really just a great showing for who this team wants to be. We've talked about it all year long, trying to figure out what Jamal Mosley envisions for this team, what Jamal Mosley envisions for this group, what they ultimately will become. We've talked about it plenty of times before. The Magic want to be a fast-breaking team. They want to play with pace. They want to get out and defend. They want to get out and run. They want to move the ball quickly and play with this kind of energy and vibe and this fun vibe, which they certainly have when they're rolling and playing really well. That was encapsulated in the Magic's guards, in Markelle Fultz and Jalen Suggs. That was encapsulated in how they work together and how much effort they put into the game. Both players are on a minute restriction. They got nothing to lose. They got their time to burn, and they're going to use it. And they made sure to use it about as well as they could. Jalen Suggs' numbers are not that impressive. He played only 18 minutes. He scored 4 points, but he was really good. Defensively, he was really solid. Did a great job defensively getting after it, especially after missing so much time. And while Orlando's defense struggled overall, the best moments came when Suggs was on the floor, when Fultz was on the floor, when they were able to kind of get after the Cavs and really just out-effort them. You know, again, I said this after Sunday's game, you don't lose by 30 because of what the winning team is doing. You lose by 30 because you've let go of the rope and you're not playing as well as you need to play. Orlando responded to that game with just an incredible energy and incredible effort, even throughout, even when they were struggling early, there was solid energy. They're just a little unfocused with it. The Magic did the things and showed the things they needed to show. We haven't seen Suggs and Fultz work together. We haven't seen Suggs and Fultz play together. We needed to see that. We need to see that chemistry grow, that bond grow, and that group begin to figure things out. And it's exciting to see that happen. It's exciting to see that all together on the floor. It's exciting. And it's something we've waited a long time for. Who's to say whether this is something that will last? Obviously, Cleveland's defense without Evan Mobley is a significant downgrade. Without Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, it's free reign in the paint. No offense to Moses Brown. Moses Brown had a hell of a block on Mo Wagner, but it's a freer reign to get into the basket. No one's going to deny that. But Orlando operated because they had that energy. They had that spark. Markelle Fultz took to starting, made the most of his minutes. Jalen Suggs was back in the starting lineup, made the most of his minutes. And more importantly for this Magic team, they made the most of their minutes together. The rest of the season is indeed about the future, whether it's for lottery odds, whether it's for the team itself, for the players on the team. This was a win for the future. And yeah, we'll talk about Ignas Brazdeikis and how he played and how he actually ended up closing the game. Orlando kept their bench unit in once again late and looked like, they weren't necessarily trying to win the game. They left that door wide open for Cleveland, and Cleveland could not go through it. Never blame players for trying to win basketball games. But the Magic got the clearest vision of their future yet. And everyone's really excited to see this team healthy once again. We'll go through the final box. We'll talk a little bit more about Tuesday's game coming up here in just a moment. But first, A quick word from our pals at Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every pair. They will send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. Give them a try, and if you don't love them, you'll pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to ShadyRays.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season. 50% off two or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses. Backed by over 15,000 verified five-star reviews, check out Shady Rays today at ShadyRays.com. We want to thank you for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast. Nightly recaps of every NBA game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. The Orlando Magic defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-115. Orlando now 21 wins, 11 home wins, no longer have the worst home record in team history. Yay, I guess. It was a good win. Again, like y'all know how I feel about things. If you have the chance to win, I think you should go win. I am accepting that the Magic are kind of actively trying to lose these games, but I'm not going to be mad at anyone for playing hard. I mean, Ignas Brazdeikis is playing for a job right now. He's trying to make sure he stays in the NBA. I'm not going to be angry about a guy trying that hard. Mo Bamba, I was very critical of him after Sunday's game. I didn't think he played well at all. Played really well in this game. We'll dive into his numbers right now, actually. Mo Bamba, 21 points, 7 for 14 shooting, 5 for 9 from deep, 12 rebounds, 6 blocked shots. I think the Magic's PR said he is one of six players or four, some obscenely small number of players to make 5 3-pointers and block 6 shots in the same game. Just an obscene number. Mo hit all 5 of his 3-pointers in the first quarter, really kept the Magic's offense in it at that point. Really kind of kept them from really sinking early on in this game. They're not in this game without Mo Bamba, just plain and simple. They are not in this game without Mo Bamba. This was a really good performance. This was a really good game for him. And he played with great really good energy and effort and intensity, which is what you want to see. I mean, yes, I think he sometimes got a little bit loose on his tracking to the perimeter, having to guard Lauri Markkanen, who's a good 3-point shooter, made 6 3-pointers in this game. I think Bamba wanted to stay in the paint, which I'm not going to be too upset about. Made an impact on the paint, made a big block shot late in the game that helped the Magic secure the win. And honestly, like you listen to him talk about this team, it really sounds like he wants to stay. And that's going to be a huge question mark this offseason. We'll dive into more offseason stuff, obviously starting next week. But the Mo Bamba question is undoubtedly a huge one. And everything that we've heard Mo Bamba say, it really sounds like he believes in what the Magic are trying to build and wants to be a part of it. Now, again, the money has to make sense. The role has to make sense, I think, for him too. But I think that's a good thing after everything Mo Bamba's been through that he wants to stay here and that he puts in a game like this, in a moment like this. The Magic actually had 8 players score in double figures in this game, just a sign of how well they move the ball. 31 assists overall. Markelle Fultz was a big part of that as well. 16 points, 6 assists, 8 for 12 shooting, all jumpers, or not all jumpers, but he had his fair amount of jumpers. He hit a penny on Darius Garland. It was amazing and fantastic, and that's such a great move. He was just, he is so good, guys. He is not unleashed yet. Very clearly, he's not unleashed yet. It's going to be exciting when he is, when that minute restriction comes off. Chuma Okeke with 11 points, 3 for 9 shooting, made 3 3-pointers, added 9 rebounds. Let's get to the bench. Ignas Brazdeikis, 20 points, 8 for 16 shooting, 6 rebounds. I know there's a lot of flaws in Ignas Brazdeikis' game. He is a decent attacker. He's a decent shooter. He's not a great defender. But the guy can score, and you got to give him credit for that. And he did this last year when he earned his two-way spot with the Magic. He's doing it again this year where he's really finishing the season strong. He's taking advantage of this opportunity. That's all you can ask for from a guy like him. I thought he's playing really, really well right now. Just kind of building up like several really good games here over to end the season, and hopefully going to be making enough of an impact to land somewhere, if not still in Orlando. Mo Wagner continues his strong play, 15 points, 6-for-8 shooting, 3-for-4 from deep. Just an energy guy everywhere. I love Mo Wagner. Wagner's game. You have to understand the role he's going to play. He's not the dominant. He's not, you know, a dominant figure. I don't think you'd want to rely on him too much in the rotation, but he does the right things. I think he's really, again, taking advantage of this opportunity. It doesn't feel as empty as it did last year. It feels like he is contributing to this team and making big plays. Had that nice steal and dunk. The other players that scored in double figures, I mentioned Shumo Kiki with 11, RJ Hampton off the bench with 10 points, 7 assists, Devin Kennedy, 10 points, Robin Lopez with 11. So Orlando balancing the scoring out to shoot 50.5% from the floor and 16-for-35 from deep. Just 7 turnovers in the game. The turnovers have been an issue of late, leading to runouts, leading to easy baskets. Magic did a good job controlling their turnovers. A lot of those turnovers came in the first quarter, I think, if I'm looking at the box score here. They only had one turnover in the first quarter. That doesn't sound right. But never mind that. They only had one turnover in the first quarter, but it felt like they were a lot sloppier early on and played a lot more focused later. The only other note I do have to mention, Franz Wagner left the game after about 7 minutes. He rolled his ankle once again, kind of limped off the court. He did walk off the court, so it doesn't appear to be that serious. But I would imagine Wagner will sit out the last two games of the season. Let that heal up. Let him get a jump start on his offseason there. Just 2 points for him off a nice lob from Jalen Suggs. The Cavs are led in scoring by Darius Garland with 27 points. He added 10 assists. Lauri Markkanen with 25 points as well. Kevin Love off the bench with 17. Cleveland shoots 48.8% from the floor. They also hit 16 three-pointers, but Orlando able to turn 12 turnovers into 17 points to help them take control over the game. Again, the Magic defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-115. We're obviously at the point of the season where not a lot is super important. The Houston Rockets lost, so the Magic are now second in the lottery standings. However, with the Oklahoma City Thunder defeating the Portland Trail Blazers, the Orlando Magic are guaranteed the top odds to win the NBA draft lottery. They have 21 wins. Detroit has 23. They will be locked into at least the second slot in the lottery standings with one more loss and or a Detroit win. So Orlando, you know, again, if you want to say they did the job, they did the job. They are going to have the top odds to win the NBA draft lottery. They're going to have a 14% chance to win the number one pick, a 52% chance to land in the top four. Again, it's a lottery. We'll just see what happens there. But Orlando has done the job, and now the question is whether they will be able to at least tie Houston. Now, if Houston can get one more win, we'll see if they at least tie for the worst spot and at least get into a tiebreaker. But otherwise, I think the Magic have done all that they're going to do. We will talk a little bit about Ignas Brazdeikis and the way he is ending the season. I hinted at that a little bit earlier, coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Built Bar. We're already in April. It's hard to believe that the year has gone by, and you've probably forgotten about those New Year's resolutions to eat healthier, to work out. I've been inconsistent with them too. I will not lie. So now is the time to get back to it. It's never too late. And the best way to do that is with the help of Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. So replace all that candy, replace all that junk, still get your chocolate fix with a protein-infused bar that has all the goodies that you want. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. So they taste great. They give you that chocolate fix, and they come in some great flavors that taste like the thing that they say on the box, which is not always the case with protein bars. That's kind of why I never liked protein bars to begin with. They're low calorie, high protein. You can go to built.com and check the macros. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. They come in great flavors like mint brownie, coconut almond, and several new flavors. I think I saw in the email blast that I get from them that they have a Peeps-like flavor. They have like a marshmallow flavor right now to mimic Peeps, everyone's favorite Easter candy. So definitely check them out today. At Built Bar, they are all about the taste. They make it delicious first, then figure out how to make it healthy. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. So, obviously, there's not a lot to learn in these games. In a normal game, I don't think the Magic would have distributed Markelle Fultz minutes the way that they did. I was surprised that he came back in the fourth quarter when he'd hit 21 minutes. He played 3-4 minutes in the fourth quarter before eventually sitting out with 20 at the 24-minute mark. Very, very obviously, the way the Magic are building the rotations right now are not necessarily designed to win. That's putting it nicely. They're designed, I wouldn't say to lose, but they're designed to rest players. They're not trying to push their key players harder than they have to. I'm okay with that. I'm not thrilled about it. I'm okay with that. Again, never blame players for trying to win. The Magic closed this game with, I think it was RJ Hampton, Devin Kennedy, Ignas Brazdeikis, Mo Wagner and Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba's the only starter in that group, the only regular rotation player in that group. So, if you're someone who thinks the Magic should be tanking and is upset that they won the game, look at the lineup the Magic threw out there. They're not putting their best stuff out there. The Cavs needed the win. The Cavs struggled to shoot. The Cavs struggled to break that team down. All those guys that I just talked about are playing for jobs. Mo Wagner's got a non-guaranteed contract this next season. Mo Bamba is going to be a restricted free agent. Devin Kennedy is trying to get a two-way deal or a straight-up contract next year. Ignas Brazdeikis is playing for his life. RJ Hampton is probably the only guy that finished a game that has some security for next season. So don't blame these guys for playing hard. And applaud them for the way that they're closing the season. Ignas Brazdeikis is having a heck of a finish to the season. He's averaging just 4.2 points per game at 50.7% effective field goal percentage. Of course, that's just in 11.4 minutes per game. But since the Magic started this kind of overt tanking scheme since he started playing more regularly in his last five games, he's averaging 13.8 points per game, shooting 41.7% from deep and 52.8% from the floor overall. He has been really good, scoring 13 points three times and then 20 points in last night's game is his season high and might be his career high. Look, I said it before. Brazdeikis is not someone you write home about. He's been kind of the quote-unquote tank commander for a lot of fans. A lot of fans are frustrated when he would get regular minutes, and I certainly wouldn't disagree with that. I mean, it's clear he has got a very, very narrow set of skills and a very, very narrow path to improve and get better and contribute to this team, but not necessarily the guy you want to rely on. The Magic have had to rely on him a ton this year, a lot more than I think that they would even expect. Brazdeikis knows what he's good at. He knows what his role is when he's on the floor. But to have this kind of burst is frankly really encouraging. It shows that the Magic are developing all their players, that all their guys, when they get the chance, can contribute. That's ultimately what you want. Again, Brazdeikis may not have proven that over the course of the season, but it's something that you want to see. And you want to see guys playing hard this late in the season, especially when their jobs are on the line, especially just as a form of culture. Your team has to be about something. And this team has been about effort all year, and there's no reason for that to stop. Brazdeikis, I don't know what his future holds. I don't know if he'll ultimately be in the NBA next year. I don't know if he'll ultimately be with the Magic next year for sure. But he is making his case and making a pretty good one with his ability to finish around the basket, his ability to shoot. He's making his case that he should be around, or that he should be around somewhere, as he has throughout his entire career. What those next steps are for Brazdeikis, it's obviously a lot more difficult, a lot harder to navigate. But Brazdeikis is trying to make that statement and trying to put his place in the league moving forward. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at @PhilipRR_MD. Follow the podcast or subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, all the fun ways to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me again on Twitter at @PhilipRR_MD. And for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow us there on Twitter at @OMagicDaily. We want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Now make your second listen Locked On NBA. Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the NBA every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rothman. We'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.